Just about every Detroit public school was closed today when teachers staged a mass sick out. That protest followed an announcement by emergency manager Stephen Rhodes that the district will not be able to make payroll after June 30th. Now, most Detroit teachers spread their paychecks through the year. So that means if this happens, as of last Thursday, they won't be getting paid. Detroit teacher Sarah Jardine is with us now from the teacher protest happening outside the Fisher Building. Sarah, what do you, as a member of the DFT rank and file, want?
We're caught in this really bad position now where, Judge Rhodes is saying that there is no money to give us after June 30th, including the money that's been set aside out of our paycheck to last us over the summertime. And the problem is that he's saying that the way that we get paid is that they have to pass these Senate packages. And these Senate packages are actually, to the rank and file, very distasteful. And, you know, many of us do not think that this is what Detroit needs or that they want, actually. So we feel like we're caught between a rock and a hard place where, you know, he's saying we won't get paid unless they pass these bills. And yet these bills, to many of us, seem like a very bad idea for public school in Detroit.
So what would be your demands? What's the rank and file's demand?
The rank and file has been getting together. We had another planning meeting last night where we just heard from teachers and asked them, you know, what do you want? We met after we had an emergency union meeting and said, is the union saying what the rank and file feels? And by and large, we were getting that that's actually not the case, that most of us are not supportive of the Senate packages. Interestingly, we just had this rally and we had shut down the streets and we were walking in the streets and many of us wanted to chant old co, new co, we say hell no. And the AFT organizers would not let us chant that. So we are in an interesting division between what the rank and file wants and what the union wants. And what the rank and file wants is we would like, and the union does agree with this point, that we want an audit. We want them to figure out what's been happening with the money. I'm sure all over the state, everyone's wondering what's happening with the money. And we are, too. We want to know what is going on. And we think that's only fair. And then if a lot of that was accrued from mismanagement under state control, we feel like the state is responsible for that debt. We don't need to break up Detroit public schools into old co and new co and all these, you know, creative terms. We just need the state to pay the portion that it was responsible for when we were under management of the state. We're also asking that, we be paid. So that's the third thing. And then the last thing is that we really feel like every other school district in the state, we should have a fully empowered school board. It's only fair that Detroit is governed just like every other school district in the state. The voters have a right to decide their representation and to have that representation be able to do the things that they need to do to get things done in Detroit public schools. And that's not happening. And the Senate bill doesn't appear to make that so either.
In the sense with you among the rank and file is that your union leadership and DFT President Ivy Bailey is really pushing more for this new co, old co thing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If DFT leadership and the DFT rank and file are not on the same page, how's that going to help your cause? Or I guess the other side of that coin is, will it hurt your cause?
I think that there's many of us that feel like, you know, we really want to follow our heart. We're standing in front of children every day. And we have to look at them and we look at their parents. And, you know, we don't want to feel like sellouts, people that just want money so that we can get a paycheck. We really want what's best for Detroit. And we don't know if the outcome of all of this will impact us negatively. You're right, it could. This division could really, you know, turn out to be something that causes problems for all of us. But at the end of the day, we have to look these kids in the face and do what's right by them. And I can't do that looking at these Senate packages. I can't tell their parents that I was willing to, you know, risk, you know, their democracy to get money. I can't do that. And I know that many teachers feel the same. We just want what's best for Detroit. And we don't see why democracy isn't best for Detroit.
How far are you personally, Sarah, prepared to take this protest?
Well, at this point, we will find out within the next couple of days the will of the membership. I think the will is there to continue until there's a resolution. I do. I think that there probably will be a meeting upcoming and we'll make some decisions and hopefully the will is there, in my opinion, to take this as long as it needs to be taken to get the results that we need.
Sarah Jardine is a Detroit teacher taking part in today's district-wide sick out. Sarah, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.